This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian fighters say Russian forces have been storming a sprawling steel plant in the besieged port city of Mariupol. Tuesday's onslaught comes as scores of civilians who had been evacuated from the plant are reaching safer territory. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Ukraine says 101 women, men, children, and older persons left the Azovstal steelworks. Elsewhere, Russian troops shelled a chemical plant in an eastern city, killing at least 10 people, and explosions were heard in the western city of Lviv, which has been a haven for those fleeing fighting in the east. Pope Francis has told Italian media he has offered to meet with Russia's president in Moscow to try to end the war in Ukraine, but so far he hasn't heard back. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Francis said he made the offer about 3 weeks into Russia's invasion. The effort was made via the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. The Pope told Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera that he is still pushing for the meeting, even though he fears that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot and does not want to have this meeting at this moment. Francis also said he spoke to the head of Russia's Orthodox Church, who tried to justify the war. Francis replied, "Brother, we are not clerics of the state. We cannot use language of politics, but that of Jesus. For this, we need to find the paths of peace to stop the firing of arms." I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. State Department says it's determined WNBA star Brittany Griner is being wrongfully detained in Russia. That means the U.S. will work more aggressively to secure her release while her case is playing out. Griner was detained in February after Russian authorities said a bag revealed the vape cartridges containing traces of cannabis oil. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is blasting what he calls a radical leaked draft opinion, suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion nationwide. On Tuesday, Biden warned a whole range of rights are in jeopardy if it holds. The court confirmed the accuracy of the leaked draft, and Chief Justice John Roberts said he ordered an investigation into what he called a, quote, egregious breach of trust. Biden said he would work to legislate the right to abortion into federal law, but such efforts have failed in the past. The island state of Tasmania in Australia has become one of the first parts of the world not just carbon neutral, but to be carbon negative by reducing logging, according to new research from Sydney. Phil Mercer reports.
The researchers trace back the start of a fall in greenhouse gas emissions in Tasmania to around 2011. The study by the Australian National University and Griffith University in Queensland found the downturn was the result of a significant drop in native forest logging. It helped turn the island state that sits off the southern coast of the Australian mainland from a net emitter of carbon to a negative emitter. The researchers believe it's one of the first times on the planet that anyone has ever done this kind of carbon emission reversal. Lead author Professor Brendan Mackey is from Griffith University.
It's the result of a major change in forest management. For a number of reasons, there was a large and rapid drop in native forest logging.
The study asserts that Tasmania's change in forest management could be applied elsewhere in Australia and in other parts of the world. It states that tree farms or plantations would help to satisfy the demand for timber without increasing emissions associated with larger scale logging of native forests. Only small sections of native woodlands in Tasmania are logged each year, and industry representatives have said that sustainable practices ensure that every single tree that's harvested is replanted or regenerated for the future. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian fighters say Russian forces have begun storming a sprawling steel plant in the besieged port city of Mariupol. Tuesday's onslaught comes as scores of civilians who had been evacuated from the plant reach safer territory. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.